The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on planet Earth.
If that's what this is.
I believe it is. You never know. Maybe
you know, life could be a dream.
It could be.
Shaboom.
Row, row, row your boat.
And all that good stuff.
Well, welcome to Being Here. Today's episode is about demystifying the mystery
of creativity and intuition.
Woo.
Woo, 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 woo.
I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. And, what can I tell you? You know, one of the amazing side benefits of transformation is you really start to discover how intuitive and creative you are, even though you may have a story where you tell yourself that you're not creative or not intuitive.
When you're being here, you really get in sync with your
life
and environment. Not too long ago, a fellow told Shia on a Monday evening group that he was having a brain scan because he was having headaches, and they wanted to make sure, rule out there was anything more than just headaches. And so the next day I wrote him an email saying, have you gotten the results from the doctor? And he wrote me back immediately. The results were negative, everything's fine. And I wrote him back, wow, that's really great. And then he wrote me back, I just saw your email. I just wrote to you. I wasn't answering your email. When you're in sync with your environment.
Well, the interesting thing was when he told me that he had this
issue,
this scan that was scheduled, I said, don't worry, there's absolutely nothing wrong. And I knew it. It was a natural knowing that there was nothing to worry about. See, when you get into the moment, you actually hear and see things that you wouldn't hear or see when you're lost in your thoughts or are striving to produce something or get somewhere. So the first thing we really need to talk about is how do you get into the moment?
Well, Shia was just describing it. When he was having this conversation with this gentleman about his health concerns, Shia was clearly there, obviously listening, not listening to his preferences, oh, I hope he's okay, not distracted by something he had to do, not going somewhere, not trying to get it over with, not agreeing with a potential condition or disagreeing. He was simply listening to this gentleman's concerns from a gentleman's point of view, but also when he was fully listening, the whole set of information was available to
it. It was like a file opened up on your computer and there was other things there. Listening is not agreeing or disagreeing. That's thinking about what's being said. We're suggesting that you just allow what's being said to go in without filtering it through your system of agreement or disagreement. It may or may not be true, but it is certainly true from the speaker's point of view. And if you do that, it will pull you into the current moment of your life, and suddenly enlightenment is available to you, and with that comes clarity and creativity, and your intuition becomes a tool that you can use in everyday, every moment choices.
Yeah. A couple of Monday Night Alives ago, so a couple of Mondays ago in New York City, we had a couple of really lovely ladies from Ireland who showed up to attend the evening. They'd found out about us. They were only in town for a week. And one of the ladies was taking notes.
Her name was Sandy.
Susan.
Oh, Susan.
Susan and Joan.
Susan and
they were both cool. And Susan was taking notes, and I said, hey, you don't need to take notes. And she was like, but you're saying gems. I want to remember. Your life is filled with gems if you're here for them, and you don't need to remember. You don't need to add that extra layer to your listening. You don't need to remember this show.
Right.
If you get here, it's not about the tips anybody's going to impart to you today. It's about your ability to access this moment. And when you're in this moment, you are creative, you're intuitive, your natural genius comes to the foreground.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, thank you. You probably said it. I was just hoovering it from your head. You know, one of our favorite movies for a period of time, and we still really like it, was this movie, August Rush. And there was there's a saying at the beginning of the movie where the
music is all around you. All you have to do is listen.
I love that. So, hey, we have a caller. Let's take her, shall we?
Sandy, are you there?
I am here.
Is this the Sandy from last week?
Yes, it is.
Welcome back twice in a row. How cool is that?
It's so cool. Very cool.
What's happening for you since last week's show?
Well, I have been having so much fun. I've been just having fun. And I have a great story to tell you that happened just about an hour ago.
Okay,
is that okay if I
share? Yeah.
We're all ears.
Oh, good. All ears? Okay.
All ears. We're listening.
Awesome. So I work out of my home, and it's my home office, and my house is on a kind of a residential street. Not much goes on. It's a cul-de-sac, so there's one way in and one way out. I'm setting this up because it's important for later. And I'm upstairs, and I was just, you know, working on some emails and doing some follow-up for work. And I got this hit in my head that said, look out the window. And my first reaction was, I have so many emails to do. I'm like, look out the window. I don't even know what that means. But I went with it. So I went downstairs, and I have this big bay window in the front of our house. And as I open up the blinds, and the blinds are opening up in the middle of this big bay window on my street, which is usually just cars and people, is a huge, majestic white horse with this woman sitting on top. Both of them were dressed really, really fancy. Now, I've never seen a horse on my block, ever. So I raced outside, and she was like leaving my block. And I said, hi. And she turned around and she said, hello. And I said, I just had to stop and say hello. I've never seen a horse or a cowboy on my block as beautiful as the two of you are. And she turned her head and she said, well, I'm happy that you were here to see it, and just walked off. And I was like, yes!
That's great.
Yeah, it was great. And I could have not listened to that. It was just a little hit that said, go look out the window. And I just went for it. It was fun. And I kind of thought, oh, I wish I would have had my camera with me, but I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was so amazing.
Now, let me ask you something. Were there any other people around?
Nobody. In fact, I had a thought, like, why isn't everybody out here? You know, why isn't everybody seeing that we have this beautiful horse and this amazing woman just walking down our block? And it was just me. It was awesome.
I think it's wonderful that you give yourself permission to potentially look silly to yourself. Because if, I mean, it was one thing to listen to that little voice, that still voice, and have it turn out to be something profound. I think that's amazing. And yet there are times where you get this kind of impulse, and if you don't have the validation, then people will go, oh, well, see, what was I doing anyway? They're hard on themselves.
But what I found interesting was you called after the lady and participated with her as though she was part of your life. And, of course, she was. But a lot of people would be too embarrassed to call after her.
Yeah, I was not embarrassed. I was just like, hello. I didn't want her to leave without me saying hello. And she was quite far away by that point. And it was so great when she turned around, and I was sort of running after her, not, you know, walking briskly. And when she turned around and I looked at her and she saw me and I saw her, and she said, when she said, I'm so happy you were here to see it. I thought,
That's sweet.
And that's like a double meaning, too. You were not only here to see it, but you were here to see it.
And you know, life is full of those unexpected, something I don't know, that I come on naturally, that you come on, like, haphazardly. It's not something that you planned or could ever possibly have predicted.
Not at all. Yeah. Yeah. It is
That's
so great.
Excellent. Now, did you have a question for us?
I don't. I did. But I don't even remember what it was now.
Well, it's perfect.
Well, you know, for anybody who's listening today, if you did not listen to last week's show, which was about celebrate, and we were talking with people about celebrating their lives right now, and Sandy called in last week, go back and listen to that show. And listen, you'll be able to hear the difference. You'll be able to hear Sandy now in real time, that she stepped into her life. When you step into your life, it's a creative act as opposed to waiting and thinking and pondering and serious and slow and second-guessing. I'm assuming you're on the same phone as you were before.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, because I thought, well, you know, even on the same phone, but still.
That's true, on the same phone, yeah.
So, that's really excellent. I'm really happy for you. Oh, and by the way, if you want to meet Sandy in person, she's coming to New York City for our Creativity and Intuition course, August 1st through 3rd.
And she's coming to California, so anywhere between California and New York, you know, there are planes.
And a lot of people are coming in from Europe, so you're invited. You can come from Canada, even.
Right.
We'll go in between. So, hey, awesome. Very awesome. Thanks for calling in today. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Really a pleasure. A pleasure speaking to you. Oh, by the way, one other question for you, Sandy.
Yes.
Are you still with us?
Did we lose her?
Oh, yes. Good. You're still here. I had a question. Do you have our book, Being Here?
Yes, I do.
Good. In the book, Being Here, Modern Day Tales of Enlightenment, and if you're a listener and you don't have it, you can get it on
Amazon.
You can get it on Audible or iTunes. There is a chapter called Return the Trains about intuition, and it reminds me so much of this. If you haven't read it in a while, Sandy, you should go back and read it. I think you'll find it very inspiring.
Cool. I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That was really fun.
Hey.
You know, when you are you let go of your story or your agenda to get somewhere like Sandy did. I mean, she had these emails to get through.
Right.
But she wasn't trying to get through them.
Then you're available for your universe to give you input that you might not expect.
And then life becomes a delight.
Well, if you're here for your life, life is always a delight. You know, but most of us are driven to get to what we think is important. I didn't say it earlier, but I will now. Our approach is not psychotherapeutic. It's not psychological. It's anthropological. And an anthropologist studies cultures. And each of us have been born into an ongoing culture where we absorbed the way of being of that culture as well as the language. And so if you notice yourself complaining a lot or being lost in your thoughts, that's not a bad thing. That's just the culture that you were brought up in. And until you bring awareness, which is non-judgmental seeing, to how you're behaving, until you bring awareness to that, you'll continue to behave that way. So you demystify your life, basically, when you learn to be present as your life is showing up.
In other words, awareness and non-judgmental seeing of what's happening as it's happening and the mystery of your life unfolds. And it's quite lovely. We need to take a break.
Yeah, I guess we do.
All right. So we'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com. Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. My Twilight Zone.
We're demystifying.
Right.
Or was that Outer Limits?
Oh, it doesn't matter. It's all the same.
It is. I have a question for all of you who are listening. Has it occurred to you that you are naturally creative and intuitive? Well, you are. I'm just making that as a blanket statement. I can say that. It is absolutely true.
But, you know, it's interesting. I know I'm creative. Mm-hmm. I know I'm intuitive.
Mm-hmm.
However, I don't play a musical instrument.
Right, so you have a picture of what that looks like.
And I don't paint.
Right, so there's that picture.
Right, so I have ideas about what creative and intuitive looks like.
Right,
and then
you didn't open your curtains to see a white horse today.
Well, I did see a deer in our backyard today eating the hostas plant.
That's true.
That was fun.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that if you have the idea that you need to be creative in certain ways, then you won't see your own creativity.
Right, because you'll compare it to your picture of creative.
Exactly.
Awesome. We have a caller. I actually think I heard her or her baby in the background, perhaps. Andrea, are you with us?
Yes. Sorry, she just woke up.
Oh, I think that's sweet. How old is she now?
She is just under 6 months.
Wow, just under 6 months. And I saw her not too long ago. I'm sure she's bigger than I last saw her, but she's a cutie.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun. She's sitting up now.
Wow. What can we do for you?
Well, it's interesting. I really resonated with what Sandy said and what you guys were saying earlier about having certain ideas of how creativity looks. I've just been exploring that recently because there have been certain changes. I guess I've seen creativity more as an avenue through my business, and things are beginning to change and shift there. So I've been looking at ways that I could be creative and still earn and income
well,
doing what I love.
Can I stop you there, Andrea?
Look,
if you're trying to figure out how to earn an income through your creativity, that's not your creativity. That's the survival mechanism of your mind trying to survive rather than. You know, have you ever discovered that you have these incredibly inspirational thoughts sometimes while taking a shower?
Yes.
Because
or
you're not
peeing or,
or peeing. Yeah, peeing's another great place for that.
I wasn't going there, but I did have the thought. You see, I intuitively knew what you were going to say next. But the reality is that those are moments when you let go of trying to get somewhere and are where you are for a moment. Now, you may still be thinking about things, but it's as though the water and the moment shift your way of thinking. And sometimes it happens for Ariel and I when we're taking a walk. Walking tends to clear our minds, too, where suddenly new ways of seeing show up. Because there is this thing that happens when you get outside your thought system, we start to see possibility. And you're trying to, through the system of thought, through your mind, figure out how to be intuitive. And intuition isn't through your mind. It comes from another facility. It comes from your being, from your natural knowing, from your genetics that have somehow managed to continue to stay alive over millions or billions of years. Because, you see, we're not born on our birthday. That's just the day we pop out. But two sex cells got together 9 months prior to that and started the process of producing each of us. And our parents' parents, they too had sex.
And they passed on two live cells, already alive.
Already alive. So there's a natural knowing that exists in our cellular memory that could be called intuition.
And also, as you know, while you're daughter was growing inside you, you didn't have to say, okay, today you
produce
start
your liver.
Creating eyes. You know, time for the liver. I mean, there's this natural knowing phenomena of what comes next.
That life has produced. So, you know, we put this huge pressure on us to figure out how we're going to be in our lives rather than allow ourselves to discover what life is offering. And it's a trust issue because most of us have been so trained to use our thought processes, we're afraid to let go into feeling and being and see what shows up because there's no guarantees.
Yeah, that's great.
You know, we know you, and you don't have to worry. You're going to be fine.
Thanks.
Really?
You know, it's interesting what you said at the very beginning there, Andrea, where you were said that you were touched or something resonated as Shia was talking about his pictures of what creative looks like. And one of the giant misconceptions that a lot of people have is that your life is structured in creative things and non-creative things, creative acts and non-creative acts. So for a lot of people, work is not creative, but only a certain activity. So washing the dishes is not creative. Making the bed, changing a diaper, those things are not in the creative category according to your mind. But if you are here, everything becomes a creative act.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you are here, if you are really here, you are creating your life, or your life is unfolding as a creation moment by moment. But when you're trying to figure out where it's going or trying to control how it shows up, which is most people's bent, you know, most people want life to show up like they prefer or would prefer, and so when it doesn't, they disagree with it and get stuck there, and they don't give life a chance to support them.
I see that now.
And that's why I said it's a trust issue, because if you don't trust that your life is going to support you and things are working out the way they're supposed to, you get upset when things don't go the way you want.
Actually, if you don't trust that your life is actually supporting you right now.
Right.
Because people, sometimes things show up not the way you would prefer, and then you're like, wait a minute.
Most of the time, things show up not the way you would prefer, and you go, hey, wait a minute. They show up the way they do. The game is to discover how to align with the way your life is showing up. So then you can't do it wrong.
Right.
You know, that's a real creativity and intuition killer, second-guessing yourself.
I know.
Now, if we talk about the three principles of transformation, first one is anything you resist persists and grows stronger. The second one says your life is showing up exactly and only as it can in this current moment. So you can't do it wrong. You know, you've survived despite your mind
and
your worries, or including your mind, your worries, your fears. They have not. And all those things that you should have done differently, you couldn't have. So why even bother second-guessing how you're doing? You know, that's like New Year's resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
People make resolutions. See, here's the problem with most things that include aphorisms. They're culturally based. They're based in the particular culture you grew up in. When you get in touch with your natural knowing, it is not culturally based. It's cellularly based, where you have this cellular knowledge that has been in your body since the beginning of time, and it's much more sophisticated than most people realize.
What are you thinking about?
I was just thinking about my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, a little emotional. But, like, wanting her to grow up in that sense, so supporting her in a way that she...
Say that again, please.
She wants to make sure she supports her in a way that...
That is more, I guess, so that she can tap into that cellular knowledge, as opposed to telling her what to do or... You know, like, there's something that I have been holding myself back from, which is, you know, encouraging her to read books when she's not really interested in reading books and things like that. Because I feel like that is where, that's kind of like the cultural divide, where, you know, I think there's more information in being able to access your intuition than... You know,
as you're talking, Andrea, I feel like you feel sorry for yourself in some way, or you're somehow victimized by your life by not having had that yourself.
Or having had it and having it too much, and your parents aren't respecting your choices to do it differently. Somehow you're fighting with your parents in this one.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Yeah,
and the only thing that's going to screw your child up, really, is you being a better parent than your parents, or attempting to be.
Because basically, you know, if you say they did it wrong, that's a statement that you're messed up.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I don't... Maybe I do feel like they did it wrong. One thing that I've noticed recently is I've always had like a rocky relationship with my mom, and since I've become a mom and I've gotten married, there's like this bond that I feel when we have conversations, there's this way I feel like she's trying to bond with me that's kind of negative. Like, she'll put my dad down, or she'll put how she mothered me and how I'm doing it better than she did. And I remember thinking this the last time I was home, and this is the other thing, my mom is going into therapy for her leukemia, and I think she's like thinking about her life and how she lived it or didn't live it.
So hold on 1 second. Let me make sure that we're tracking, because you're breaking up a little bit on this end, and I know Shai's can't catch all the words, and so maybe some of the listeners aren't. You're saying that you have a child, you've traditionally had a rocky relationship with your mom, and that now she has conversations with you, and some of the content is negative, like she put your dad down, or she's talking about how you're doing a better mothering job, and part of it is she's in therapy for leukemia, so she's now thinking about how she's doing things. But I'll tell you something, you're clearly not listening to her from her perspective.
Really?
In her perspective, yeah. You're doing a better job.
But you see, you said that you had a rocky relationship with your mother whilst growing up, but you still do. Because you're not letting her position, her point of view, be okay, even though it's her point of view. You're fighting with her. And if you're fighting with her, my darling, you're going to end up fighting with your daughter. So this was my ace up my sleeve, if you will. It's a little bit of a threat. You ready?
Yes.
That if you do not resolve your relationship with your mother, you will pass that same relationship on to your relationship between you and your daughter.
And you guys will fight in the same way.
Exactly. Maybe the opposite way.
But it'll be the same fight.
See, it takes two to fight. one to end the fight, and it always has to be you.
You know, we have some friends, Dave and Pam, who have a son, Gavin, and they're...
Grandma is always right?
Yeah, Pam's mom often comes over and babysits, and one of the things that they play is a game, Grandma's Always Right.
And we'll talk about the game.
Can you come back after the break and we'll tell you more about it?
Yes.
Excellent. We'll be back shortly, everyone.
So come on back.
And find out how Grandma's Always Right.
And don't miss
being here.
This is the Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, The Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes.
To Being Here.
Welcome back. For many of you, we'll see you day after tomorrow in Cambridge, England. We're here for fun as the access way to enlightenment.
And there is still space in the course. We rented a very big room.
Yeah, hop on over. It's going to be fun. And if you missed this one, and even if you didn't, you can still join us for Creativity and Intuition.
In New York City, August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
You can find out our whole schedule through January on TransformationMadeEasy.com. You still with us, Andrea?
I am.
Excellent. So one of the things that happened with our friends, Pam and Dave, is they objected to
Grandma's input.
And she often said things counter, and she was critical from their perspective. And they decided to practice saying yes to their life and just saying yes and saying yes and saying yes. And what was interesting...
So they created this game called Grandma is Always Right. So they did not fight with Grandma.
And instead of then disagreeing with them and telling what to do, Grandma eventually started saying, well, you're the mom. What would you like? How do you want me to handle it? But it took Pam and it took Dave not resenting her or fighting
her.
And they weren't just going, Grandma's always right. They really played that
as
her perspective was
100% accurate. See, you keep on disagreeing with your mother's perspective.
And if she thinks books are great, I love that my mom read me books. I love to read. I have a passion for it. Books are not such a big deal for Shia. So with books, without books, neither is right, neither is wrong.
That's good. Like
you can't do it wrong. You can take the pressure off.
The only way you can do it wrong is to do it in opposition to the way your parents did it. Then you can set yourself up for
a lot of pain.
Well, anything you resist persists. So it's a repetition of what you say you don't want. You get exactly what you say you don't want. So, you see, look, Andrea... You are fine, Andrea. I got Andreas and Andrea.
We have Andrea.
So in any way,
you've got to be all three on this episode.
That's right. If you relax, you can't do it wrong. You can't do your life wrong. You can only do what you do, and it becomes really obvious. And if you're really here, you'll have all the answers. Not the right answers, the answers. The answers for you.
And you know what?
And they'll never be in opposition to your mother.
Mm-mm. And if you have questions and you ask her and really are interested, you may be shocked at how brilliant she is.
That's
and
right.
And by the way, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Now that was what I was going to say.
I hoovered that.
That you took away.
Thanks.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, really a treat speaking. We hope to see you in person one of these days soon.
I will. I'll be there in July. I look forward to going to a couple of Monday Night Alive.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Great. Thank you guys so much.
You're
calling in. Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. We have another caller. Let's take him.
Joe, are you there?
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Hi.
How are you today?
I'm wonderful now. Sitting here listening to you and the callers that came before, I feel like a different person from when the show started.
You know what that tells me, Joe?
What
that tells
say?
Me that whatever your question is or whatever you wanted to say when you called in, or before, like you let go of things.
In order to listen, and when you let go of things in order to listen, you get here.
And you're available to be inspired.
Which is inspiring.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, thank you. It's very true.
You're welcome. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I have an interesting thing happen a couple of days ago that I think is still interesting, so I'll talk about it, which is about my intuition. You know, I signed up for the Creativity and Intuition course a few weeks ago, and things have been happening that, that I've seen how my creativity and intuition is showing up. And one was that I was out mowing the grass, and I was about three-quarters of the way through getting all the mowing done, all of a sudden I had this, I don't know if it was an idea or just a feeling that I wanted to stop mowing and go and spend some time with Lenore, my wife. And so I shut the mower off, put it in the garage, and walked upstairs to where she was working, and she was not feeling well and was wishing that I would come up and help her. So it was a really interesting...
Oh, that's great. That is great.
Isn't that neat that you didn't override it in order to get something done or over with?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was really, you know, in as much as she wasn't feeling well, so that wasn't a fun thing. But to be able to be there for her and help her go downstairs, you know, and make her comfortable and whatnot, that was just great.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's like really wireless internet.
Of the mind.
Yeah.
I know. It was great.
You know, I think it's interesting, too, that you knew you wanted to come to Creativity and Intuition. It's a couple months ahead, or a month and a half, or whatever it is, month now. But when you registered, it was a month and a half ahead. And you committed to that. And this idea of time is rather illusionary in that if you say, I want that, I'm interested in that, I'm committed to that, and you make it real, which you did,
By registering,
it really does start the process.
Well, your universe aligns with you.
It does align with you. We've seen it so many times when a person says, oh, I want to come to Costa Rica, which for the majority of people is a big investment, and some people have major bucks, and it's just an investment as opposed to a major investment. And for other people, they've gotten two or three jobs to accomplish it. But there have been lots of times where people have said, I want to come with Aaron Shai to Costa Rica for one of their yearly adventures. I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get the money, but I'm really clear I want to do it, and I'm going to do it, and I'll make the money, and they get it started, and they register. And then
money comes in the mail.
Money comes in the mail.
Unexpectedly. Well, they sell a painting unexpectedly.
They get a job offer. They didn't expect. It's when you want something and you make the commitment, but when you rock back on your heels and think about how to do those things you want to do.
It's like driving up a hill and then deciding to put your car in neutral.
Right. Yeah, well,
you can rev the engine really loud, but you still roll backwards down your hill.
Right. Well, this is really true for us because we're also coming to England for the workshop in a couple of days.
Yay!
So we're going to see you guys in Cambridge.
Yes.
Yeah, for fun is the access way to enlightenment.
Well, it's interesting then. I want to talk to you about something you said a moment ago.
Okay.
You said going up and seeing that Lenore wasn't feeling well wasn't fun. Well, it wasn't fun because you said no and... You know, obviously, it's your preference that she feels well, and if she's barfing or pooping or, you know, that's messy and there's smells involved and all those things. But there is the possibility that you can have fun.
Yes. Whatever is going on in your life, you know, we're going to England.
Another day.
Yeah, right. We're going to England for the Cambridge thing. Well, last year, whilst there, I had an episode called Transient Global Amnesia, where I lost my short-term and maybe my long-term memory as well.
It was actually a year ago today.
Yeah.
A year ago today, because it was the Wednesday before the course that you lost your short-term memory. And his memory was gone. And every 30 seconds, he was saying to me, I'm confused. Where am I? He would hold up
his... What are we doing here? Is this my shirt?
I mean, like, he didn't recognize where he was. He didn't recognize his clothes. He didn't know his age. He didn't know what we were doing, what country or city we were in.
And it wasn't problematic.
And it was... I actually had fun.
It was an adventure.
I mean, well, we're waiting for the test to come back to tell us whether or not he's had a stroke. He's hooked up to all these machines, and he keeps asking me these repetitive questions because that's part of that condition. That condition, your ability to make and access memory gets disrupted for a short period of time, which is what had happened, and they ultimately, it's not dangerous, it doesn't happen more than once, it's just a super rare thing. And he's hooked up to all these machines, and our friend Mena came and joined me in, like, the emergency area while we're waiting for the test to come back. I mean, I was doing things like kissing his forehead to see how much his heart rate would spike. We were having fun. He was having fun doing that too, and then he would forget he was having fun, and then he'd ask me where he was again.
But what I'm saying is it was an adventure of a different kind. It was not problematic. It wasn't that we, after I recovered from this, we went up on the internet and looked up transient global amnesia to find out what it was that had happened. And most of the people who, if not all, who reported having incidents of it, had it be a horrible experience because they disagreed with it.
Yeah, I hear you.
You know, when you're a yes to what's happening, then it's not bad, it's not good, it's just what is, and you deal with it. And, you know, Ariel was brilliant at taking care of me in those moments.
Not that he remembers, but he's taking my word for it.
No, I remember. Now that I remember what
yes.
I remember.
Yes.
I remember what I remember. What I don't remember, I don't even recall. So.
Yeah.
But, you know...
I like it, Joe, because a lot of people think they can only have fun or they can only be creative or intuitive under certain circumstances. You don't do that at work, or you don't do that when you're sick, or you don't have access to that when you're under stress.
If you're under stress, you're stressing yourself. You're working about...
You're saying no to something.
You're saying no to something, and you're worrying about something off in the future that you're trying to produce that you think is going to make you better.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. Well, while she was not feeling well, I was trying to be humorous, which probably was, not really humorous, but doing the best I thought I could. And she said to me, you think you're being funny, but I can see from the look on your face that you're worried. And that was her indication, right, of... I'm trying to remember how she put it, but it was she could tell how she was doing by looking at my face more so than by whatever it was she was experiencing.
I actually found that to be true when Shai had this episode of transient global amnesia. There was one moment where I started to go, you've asked me that question again, and I could feel, you asked me that 10 times already. I got ready to do that, and I realized... that as I got agitated, he was going to get agitated, and I thought, well, if I had said that, it wouldn't have been a big deal because he wouldn't remember it in about 30 seconds anyway. But
That's very funny, yes.
It was easy to correct because it was like, whoops, you don't want to go in that compartment.
Right.
Oh, well, he won't remember it.
Right.
Unless I do. And then it was really about dropping the story, dropping the idea that you've done anything wrong, and getting here. And when you do that...
Well, it's just like everything else. If you think you've done your life wrong, then you keep on rehashing and reworking it rather than just stepping into the next moment of your life and leaving your past alone.
Andrea, if you're still listening to this, this is perfect. Because if you're rehashing your past, you're not living your present.
You're not living this moment.
Yeah.
Anyway, the moment moves along.
And we're very excited that you're going to be with us and that Lenore will be there and that I'm sure she'll be feeling better because it's been a while
now.
Oh,
yeah, yeah.
Excellent.
We're very excited
thanks for calling in today, Joe.
Yes, really.
You're welcome. Thanks for talking with me.
Yeah, and Joe did a perfect example. The music is all around you. All you have to do is listen.
That's right.
Next week's show is... Only the Lonely. It's about how sometimes you feel lonely even when you're with people.
Yeah. The other thing is we have something called the Premium Excellence Club, and it's a video subscription series that you get a video of us having a conversation with somebody every Sunday in your mailbox, and other things go up on our website, Transformation Made Easy.
If you're loving the show and you'd like a video component, check that out. Join. We'll be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.